Hello, everyone. This is Glenda. And happy day after Christmas. I hope you had a wonderful, special, and sacred time yesterday in your heart with Christ and in your life with your loved ones, family, friends, pets, whoever was there. I hope there was a lot of love. And I'm so happy to be with you today. So we have a good attendance already online, and I'm just looking so much forward to being with you today. This is like my Christmas tree the day after. I don't have a special forward message, but I'm sure that a lot of very inspired comments will come up as we begin to share in our community. So let's just get started. I'm going to call those online who are already here. If you're not, if you don't know how to get online, to move into the queue, I should say, it is star 6 on your phone. Just press star 6. Then you'll hear a prompt to press 1. And by pressing 1, your name and number show up in the queue. So I'm just going to go in order with who was here first, and we'll just go that way. Jerome, you're welcome, and happy Christmas, and you're alive.
Well, listen, happy Christmas, and you're alive, too, and I just thank you for your spirit and for your connection with the source of all of creation, and Yeshua ben Yosef. But anyway, I found out that we went to my relatives, and they had this beautiful Christmas tree, and And all of a sudden, my nose started congesting like I've never had it in my life. And I'm allergic to the normal pine, not the fake ones, but the real trees.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
an irony. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, maybe not other species. Maybe blue spruce or fir or one of the others. Just walk through a Christmas tree sort next year.
Yes, I learned a lot, but we had a great time with the family, too. But anyway,
that's great.
You and everything you do, and thank you for our help from the angels. And so I ask just help for my family, and keep up the good work, because you're light and love and peace and joy.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I just love hearing about the blessings that our community and friends and family of the community are receiving. So, it's not just a firsthand thing. It's also everything you pass on by just being the love that you are. And if you don't get anything else out of the blessing, if you are stronger in the love that you are, you will be receiving blessings all through the next week or week, whatever, as long as you hold that space of being the love that you are. That's all you can attract. And when you attract love, even if it doesn't really know what to do, your body and your life will know what to do with it.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. There is knowledge in your life and knowledge in your body, wisdom. And if you're just around good vibes, good possibilities, love, and positive intentions, your life will know what to do with it.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, and Merry Christmas to you in any way, because you're the love that just helps us all, and blessings up into the new year next week, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, everybody, be sure and be here. We're going to, I'm going to get some really special messages about next week. Okay. Well, Jerome, as always, your family's in my prayers and on the blessings. So, we'll move on to our next participant. And remember, ask for blessings because, you'll receive them anyway. But it helps to be a little more focused and targeted. The blessings are around you all the time, and we swim in them like an ocean of possibility. But when we don't ask, we don't attract them. And so they just float around and say, well, I wonder why I'm here. I wonder who I'm going to take care of today. the minute you ask, it's like, oh, okay, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. You see? You make it's called making a connection. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, first thing I want you all to think about is, and this might actually be a possibility for the holiday, is you're in a restaurant, and for some reason or another, the sound system goes out. So there's no room-filling music, if you could really call that music, but still. It's harmonic and room-filling. And as it goes out, you listen around, everybody is talking, and you feel like you're in a room filled with parrots. Nobody's words mean anything to you because they're too far away. And everybody's talking to everybody, and you can't make out anything. And it wasn't really all intended for you in the first place. And you say, can somebody turn the music on, please? Okay, I know we've all had that experience of some kind. If only being in a theater before the movie comes on and everybody's talking, da, 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 da. And you know that those words mean something to somebody, but they don't mean anything to you. Well, the minute you turn to somebody and say, what did you say? And so, oh, well, I wasn't really talking to you, but here's what I said. You've made a connection. That's the thing that makes words different from communication. There's a lot of noise in the world and very little communication. Communication involves connection. If you don't get anything out of this presentation today, please know that. There's all so many people talking and very few people saying anything. This is actually, in my opinion, the real built-in flaw of social media. Not the content, you know. We all have a right to say what's in our heart, and some people have never been listened to before. So God bless them. They've got a chance to talk. And I don't have to tune in. That's my choice. If I don't tune in, okay, I'm free of it. So I've got no complaints with that. But what I have noticed on all the media is that people are talking and saying nothing because they really don't have a person to focus on. They think that by sending a message out to the world, they're putting a message in a bottle, and I guess in a way they are, and putting it out in the ocean, and someone somewhere will pick that bottle up and read it. Well, the difference is, if you're fortunate enough to pick up a bottle from the ocean and there's a message in it, you feel special. And you think, oh, my goodness, I wonder if this was actually meant for me. And you open it with great anticipation and you read it. And maybe it doesn't make any sense to you because it wasn't meant for you. But you start thinking about how many days, months, or years this bottle might have been traveling for you. And you think about the person on the other side, because you actually have made a connection, even though there's no content. And I want you to think about those few times you've been in a social gathering and you saw this person that was really appealing to you, not just because they were attractive or well-dressed or seemingly popular to other people. They were just attractive to you. You walked over to them or they walked over to you, and you didn't have much to say. But after it was all over, you were really glad you met them. You know why? Because you made a connection. That's what I'm talking about, is the power of connection. And I just love it, Jerome, that you come on so early on the calls every time, because you and I always make connections, and I think it sparks the community. So anybody else that wants to make a connection, come on board and don't worry about it. You've got anything to say. It's just great to make a connection. Get to know you, shake your hand verbally, and, you know, we walk away happy we met. Okay, with that thought having been said, Nancy and Gary, you're on.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you all.
Yes.
A couple things I'd like to ask for blessings for two friends in particular who are, you know, just alone and lonely right now and just need a little more love, CK and Michonne. So I'll put them in and ask everyone to offer that blessing. Also, I just would like to share that something Gary and I do every Christmas morning, Glenda, we've been doing it since you wrote the book. We always read the chapter, The Beloved, the last chapter in the book. Christmas morning, sometimes we start half the day before because it's like 25 pages or more. But I would just say to everyone who's listening to go and read it if you hadn't recently, because it's just, you know, just it takes everything. It's just so potent of everything that the message is. And then certainly all the parts about how he, you know, the virgin birth and just, but every time you read it after 20 years, there's still something new that just is a big wow. And, you know, and of course I
don't say it for
what's that?
You always make a connection with him through it.
Always.
And that connection is what triggers you to see, read, or receive more.
Yeah, and I cry at the end. I can hardly read it, and I hand the book to Gary, and I say, you finish it. And everybody knows those last words, and you are my beloved. But it's so powerful. So if you have time over these next few days before the new year to let it settle into your bones and into your heart, it was a huge blessing. It always is. So I just wanted to share that rich blessing, which, you know, then permeates throughout the day. And I love what you, you know, just folks, Glenda and I were chatting and texting back and forth, and her blessing for me on Christmas. She said, my heart is with you today for all the joy, love, and peace the Christ child can bring. And I shared that with a friend who was in the nursing home, and boy, it just touched her. And what she wrote back was just, so it's wonderful how those blessings that we give each other can bless the next person and the next person. So I just wanted to share that, and thank you.
Thank you for being the messenger that never stops giving.
Oh, love you. Merry Christmas.
Love you too, sweetie. And Gary, to both of you. Okay. Well, we've got a lot of people on our queue, so I'll move on, Nancy, and we're going to open the line to Stephen Adler. Hello, Stephen.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Glenda and everybody in this beautiful community. I just am coming on to ask for a couple of blessings. One, for my dear friend Vanessa. You know, she's just experiencing a lot of pain right now as she's battling this very rare form of lung cancer. So, and her beloved husband Shane, they're going through some clinical, trials and with cutting edge therapies. And so, just a blessing for the success of that. And then just a blessing for myself as I'm going through major life transitions here. And a blessing for my own, healing and my own, vision and, just my, own, growth along my journey on what's next for me. So anyway, thank you so much for everything you've done over these decades. You've so deeply transformed my life in so many beautiful ways with everything you've done, Glenda, and all the beautiful works that you've brought forth and just everything. It's just been such a huge inspiration. And I continue to share this amazing work with everybody I come in contact with, and people are always touched and moved and transformed. And so thank you again.
Okay. So, this decade, I love you a lot. Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now, yes, I can, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I said I love you a lot. And okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We have a caller also from your area code, Nevada, California. I don't have a name, so you'll have to know who you are.
Hi. Yes, area. This is Caroline.
Hi.
And thank you so much, Glenda.
Yes.
I get so much out of your Sunday sessions. It's so generous of you to always give your time. And I've got so much out of your two main books, The Keys of Jeshua and Love Without End. Heartily recommend it to everybody on the call to read those. I've got a couple of things I wanted to have blessings for. The first thing is that my boyfriend came from Europe, and he came with a cough and cold that, although it's definitely not COVID, it's got better, it just hasn't seemed to want to quit. You know, this was maybe about 3 weeks ago, and we're both still mm-hmm. feeling it in our chests and stuffy nose and all of that. So that's the first thing I'd like a blessing on. And the second thing is that we are really growing apart, and it's been kind of difficult because I'm sort of moving on to a different path. I've become more into the spiritual side. I have different views on alternative health to him, and particularly in the COVID sphere, which has also split up a number of other couples that I know. And so I feel like we both need blessings to transit there, because I feel like I really do need to move on, and it's hard for him to accept that. And it brought up another point, in that my neighbor is a troubled soul. I don't know him very well, but he spent most of Christmas having a screaming argument with his girlfriend. And it seems to me that if anybody needs blessings, those two do, you know, troubled souls all over the place. And holidays like Christmas and New Year, when you have much more contact with each other than maybe you would normally if you're both working, tend to bring out quite a lot of conflict for people. And I think a lot of people around the world probably need blessings for that. So those are the issues. My cough cold thing that sort of is hanging on, my ending my relationship with my partner of several years, and all those people who are having conflict and having difficult times in terms of relationships and in terms of sort of mental states. I think those people need a lot of blessings. So thank you, Glenda. Are you there? Hello, Glenda? I can't hear you. I don't know whether I've lost the line here.
I'm sorry. I am having a little trouble with my telephone today, so I apologize in advance if that happens. Yes, you are definitely going to be surrounded by blessings today. And I also want to say something so that you don't feel strange that this should be happening around Christmas. Actually, it's very common around Christmas that any troubles in our life will be brought into a focus. I think it's for two reasons. One is so they can be blessed and healed by the energy of Christmas, but also it's because our expectations of Christmas are so pure and so positive that by contrast it begins to expose that which needs to be repaired or terminated or held in some kind of state of renovation, shall we say, whether it be our health or our relationship. And the third thing I wanted to say is that with all of the transformative processes going on in the world, unfortunately, relationships will be going through the brunt of it, because it's our closest connection with the world. So when the world is troubled, it will begin to be focused upon our relationship. one of the things we need to do is to just be mindful of that. And the other thing we need to do is to pray into it, that if our relationship is really meant to be, that it will weather this storm. And if it's not, then we will find a peaceable, beneficial way to move on in other directions. It's kind of like if a storm hits, it's going to move. It will break some tree limbs off, and it may move trees even across the campus. And that's a little bit what is going on in the human context right now. So it's bound to happen, but it doesn't have, but it will not. It will not be permanent if that relationship is meant to be. And so I have counseled people in long-term loving marriages who've been through a lot of problems, and I just help them to look at the glue that's there, the rubber band that's around their mutual waist. And yes, it can get stretched by the wind, but you're going to snap right back in place when the wind stops blowing. So it could go either way, my dear. And the way through it is the love that you are. That's the way through everything. It's how you find your special path through life. You know, I have been through a lot of trouble in the last year and exponentially in the last month. So much trouble with so many conflicting events happening. I feel like I'm inside of a hurricane, and the only way I can find my path through it is to look at what feels the most loving for me and calls me forward in a loving sense, and then I have the courage to trust everything else will work out. So look for the love, move to the love, and flow through the love, and it starts inside you. It has to start. Don't try to let it start externally. Yeah, you will take it externally, yes, but don't start there. It starts in you. If it doesn't start in you, you'll stay in the storm. If it starts in you, then you will become the eye of the storm. And you'll begin to make little moves forward, or maybe to the side, but not too far to the side, back to center, and then back and forth until you weave your way out to a calm and peaceful direction. So these things are here, and we have to deal with them. And just because it's Christmas doesn't mean it's going to go away. But at Christmas time, we find the courage and the love to help us through it. And that's what this is about today. Okay. And God bless you, dear. Now I'm going to open the line. You're welcome. I'm going to open the line to Tara Kim. Hello, Tara Kim.
Merry Christmas. Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for all the recent supports and that I've had these last months. I'm just so grateful for everything. And today I would like to just request a blessing for my mom. She's had some pretty significant weight loss over a period of time, and nobody seems to be able to figure out what it is. So just that right diagnosis and right approach towards it, whatever might be going on for her. And her name is Barbara Ulrich, U-L-R-I-C-H.
I think I have her name from before.
You probably do.
Yeah, I do. I do. By the way, guys, I do keep names. I keep them, and I've got a lot. I've got it looks like a scroll hanging on my wall. And I don't call out all the names, but I kind of run my eyes over everything before I start my daily lesson. So once you're on the list, you're there. So see, that's a good example. I did remember her name.
Thank you so much.
It's great to hear that your voice is careful and strong today. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
It takes a while to come back, you know. I can attest to that.
Yeah,
but you're
absolutely strong
and you will be back, and you will always be with your beloved, just in different worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mary, it's Christmas.
Hey, hi. Can you hear me, Glenda?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know, my phone is acting up a wee bit, and I think there must be so much spiritual energy because my phone is doing some things too, but can you still hear me?
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Okay, honey.
I have the wackiest phone in the universe. So
but you have the greatest connection, my love. You do, and you share that connection with all of us, so that's okay.
Oh. Well, that's why my phone shakes up. It shakes up because it knows if it misbehaves on a blessing call, it's shipping out.
Right. Well, this is high voltage. It's processing. So thank you. I just wanted to say, first of all, just how much I love you and how much I love Yeshua. And I my heart is so touched by Nancy because everyone who has called, you know, and God bless you, Glenda, for keeping the list of all these prayers. That is so beautiful. I just wanted to say that on Christmas Eve, I had a very silent night. It was so perfect. And I too curled up inside Love Without End, and I read The Beloved, and I read the prologue where, you know, Jesus did not have to do this, but he shared so much intimate details of his life with you. And I just honor him for giving everything. And then in The Beloved, I encourage everyone to read The Beloved over again too, because he talks about how, you know, well, I personally, I just think, my goodness, he surrendered himself to death. He also surrendered himself to birth, to that veil of birth and coming to this earth. But he surrendered himself to the separation. And he said, you know, many people have died for you, but I separated for you. And he talked about how his infusion of love into that feeling of separation changed that for all of us forever. And that's the primal wound, isn't it? Is that feeling of isolation and separation from God. And I cannot think of a greater gift. And so I just really want to honor him, and I want to honor you for sharing this blessing. I offered the blessing. What an honor it is to be a blessing giver. I offered the blessing during Pope Francis. He was on the TV screen saying the Mass at the Basilica, and I offered the blessing, and I just felt such a union. And you know, when different things come up in life and I can offer the blessing and I offer it already with thanksgiving because I know the blessings come. So I just love you. I love this community. I love you, Yeshua. I love you, angels. I love you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, you're a special person to ask this question to. Do you remember your first time when you came to a blessing conference seminar, the sense of connection you had even before you knew anybody?
Yes.
Just recall that. Before you had introduced, you just walked toward the reception table, walked in the room, and you felt connected to everyone.
I did, and I walked up to you and just loved you instantly. And there was such a palpable sensation of walking into the holy. It was like walking into the holy. And that presence, that has never left me. And whenever this blessing occurs, we're always surrounded by the holy, but this is a deeper awareness of the presence of love every time. And I got on 6 airplanes to come see you, Glenda, and I'm afraid of flying.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. That was a miracle too. But thank you, you know, thank you so much for this continual journey and for your intimacy with all of us and everybody's intimacy. And, I love you all and I bless you all from my own heart for being in my life, and I look forward to, I think we're already holding hands in the blessing, and so I just thank you so much, Glenda. And,
all right. Mary, you are very loved by all. I think we all look forward to when Mary talks.
Oh, thank
so
you.
We love it. You know, and really, you gave me exactly what I was hoping to get, and that is that connection says more. The feeling of connection says more than 1,000 words.
The words are inadequate.
It's the connection that talks. And where that is so important is when we pray. Don't just spill words out in your prayer. Don't just spill chants out or complaints or requests. Sit there for a moment and listen. Listen to God. Listen to Spirit. Breathe in. Receive the connection. And I think you will all find that if you do that, when you do that, the words you would have spoken will be changed. The connection is the communication. And that's what we have really largely forgotten in this world today. And I'll give you a little anecdote from my life and my personal history. I came from a farming family, a farming ranching family that goes back for generations, farming ranching, all the way through the states going back to Europe, farming ranching, and rural. So what I'm saying is rural people. And in my mother's youth, the closest neighbor was 5 miles away. And she would get on her horse. Well, actually, that's where the church was. She would get on her horse and ride. And just arriving, that was the event of her day. You know, to make a connection was everything to people in the world that came before us. Not even 100 years ago. Really, back in the days when not everybody had a telephone, to make a connection, to just sit in the general store by the Cracker Barrel and watch people come in, or sit on a bench by the street and wave at people passing by, that was the communication, having the connection. And that's what I'm trying to really reinforce in your minds today. Let Christmas, this Christmas weekend, be a time in which you make connections. Why? Because we're all focusing on the same thing. Not all in the same way, but we're all in that same time-space warp of being focused upon the same energy, the same event, the same moment in the season of the earth. We're all here, and let's allow it to become a powerful, powerful connection. And that's what we do in the blessing. It's why there are no words. It's all energetic, because we, the blessing givers, provide you with the energy to make the connection you need in order to receive the help you need. And Mary, thank you for understanding and conveying it with your sweet presence. And I'm going to move on.
I love you.
Love you too. So I'm going to move on to Christopher. Hello, Christopher. you're on. You may need to unmute your phone. We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was trying to find that mute button. Merry Christmas, Glenda.
I got your Christmas card, and it was so nice. I felt like we had a handshake. It was great.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, that's so cool. I forgot that I sent that. Awesome. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody, and it's just wonderful to hear the joy in people's voices and the sincerity of people's prayers. I wanted to just make one mention of a deep gratitude that I have and then ask for some blessings for people in my life. And the mention that I wanted to make is just how grateful I am for the blessing and that and for this community, because I always wanted to have a relationship with Christ, but I couldn't get over beyond and past the religion. And I felt a lot of aversion toward. And I just want to say, you know, too, I've noticed, you know, I have a lot of friends and colleagues and people who, you know, if you even mention the word Jesus or Christ or God, they just cringe, and it's their, it's their experience of religion, the indoctrination, the hegemony, the domination, all of those things that come up in people's minds. And I just want to give incredible thanks for you and for the blessing. And to Yeshua for appearing to us at this time, because I'll have to say that after all those years of really struggling with that and being upset about it myself, the blessing helps me cut through all of that and feel the connection with him directly. And the coming every week keeps reaffirming it and deepening it, like really deepening it, to the point where sometimes I see him, he comes to me and I feel the unconditional love that pours from him, and everything else just falls into the background. And I wish for many, many, many more people to have that experience. I struggle with it in my soul, you know, because I've had walked so many different paths to get here. And this is so sweet and so precious and so complete, like things that I studied for many years and practiced in different ways and different traditions are really pure and whole here. It's changing the way that I counsel people. It's changing the way I do healing. It's changing the way that I work, because I feel him with me and I feel him monitoring me and I feel myself responding to him.
That's why he didn't create the church. Most of you don't realize this, but he did not create Christianity. He did not create the church. He was present with humanity. He was here with humanity. He came to transform humanity. And he said, I will always be with you. And he is here, and he is it. There isn't any need for ritual. There isn't any need for theology, really, other than that it could provide a pathway for refining your understanding. And if it serves that purpose, then great. Some people just need that. They're out in the world of complicated reality. And they can't make a connection without a complicated reality presenting him to them inside a complicated world. So, again, we get back to this connection. And everybody, if something makes a connection for you, and it's a positive connection, then it's good. Follow it. It's kind of like catching on to that little piece of yarn in a sweater that you pull and you unravel the sweater. and pretty soon, you don't need that sweater because you got the string. You know, you've got the connection. And that's what matters. And it doesn't matter if it starts off in a complicated way. And like I said, a lot of people need that. So I bless it. I bless it. I don't need it anymore. And actually, it was a Well, I'll give you an example of my life because I went through a great process of that. I grew up in a very, very devout Christian family. And they were devout for mostly all the right reasons. And my mother knew the Bible, chapter and verse, everything in it. And I had an uncle and an aunt, actually two uncles and an aunt who were ministers. They were Pentecostal ministers. My family was Methodist. We were at church every day on every Sunday, both services. And I was in the youth group, and we went to prayer meeting on Wednesday, and I went to church summer camp in the summer. If the church offered anything, we were there. My mother managed the garden around the church. My dad completely reconstructed and renovated an antique church until it was absolutely gorgeous. And it's still there. It could be a museum piece, the work he did on it. So I was immersed as a child in the church, but we never much talked about quote unquote Christianity. That was a big abstraction that didn't seem to be relevant because the family talked about Jesus. They talked about God, and they loved one another, and they loved their church suppers, and they loved their groups that would go out and give to the poor, and sometimes coming up toward Christmas, they would have volunteer groups that would go and clean the homes of elderly people, and they lived the life. Okay, I grew up in that environment, so what you see in me came naturally. I don't even have to work on it. But I went through a change when I went to college. Because when I got into college, I was no longer in a small town, and I was intermingling with agnostic people, atheistic people, and Christians that belonged to this and that denomination, and they would say, "What denomination do you belong to?" And I would think to myself, well, I know, but is it important? You know, it's like, does Jesus care? Does he care at all? And they were so, that was, tell you a little more about when that was. So I entered college in the 60s. And in the 60s, there was a back to Jesus movement that was aggressive, positioned, judgmental, enforcive, and around the campus, you would see maybe 1 out of 10 cars with a bumper sticker of "Honk if you know Jesus," "Are you back to Jesus?" Something of the sort. And it annoyed me because I thought they were actually abusing the name of Jesus. It was not in the right spirit. It was proselytizing in his name without the sincerity or the sacredness that is in his name. And at that point in time, I didn't even think about Yeshua, I mean, as a name, because it just wasn't, you know, popular. But I was trying to get through this, and I tried so hard to get through this. I took up my minor in religion, because I wanted to study. I thought, why are these people so really into and upset about? Why don't they just love him? What's the big problem? And I got pretty turned off, and I got a little bit cynical about them, not about him, but about them. But I got a little cynical that as I was going through this, I didn't get answers from him. So being still sort of an adolescent mentality, I started doing a prank. And this will age date me when I tell you about this. But back in those days, there was green stamps. Green stamps was like a sort of a promotional thing that they would send you a book that you filled in with green stamps. And you would get green stamps as a reward for shopping at stores. You could check out groceries or merchandising. You would get so many green stamps per how many dollars you spent. And so I got a book of green stamps, and I began to take all the green stamps I got at the store, and instead of putting them in the book, every time I saw a bumper sticker that said, Jesus Saves, I would put a green stamp by it. That was very adolescent, a very wicked little thing to do. But it was like I was saying, do you even know what you're saying? You might as well say, does Jesus say green stamp? I was really mad. I was really mad. And then one day I was going down the highway when this row of cars passed me, and they all had on the back of the car, honk if you know Jesus. Well, I knew Jesus, yes, but I wasn't going to play their game because I thought it was ridiculous and insulting and silly. And I pulled off by the road, and I got out of my car, and I kind of laid myself over the car a little bit. I didn't want to get down and pray because someone would think I was having a heart attack by the highway. So I just leaned over where I could pray, and I said, Lord, please forgive me for being so rude and so irritable with these people. They don't know what they're doing, and they don't know why they're doing it. And I realize now that every time I called you, I didn't know you either. And so I'm not going to be part of this. I will keep looking for you the rest of my life until I find you. But I'm not going to pretend I know you when I don't. That was the end of my going to church. It was the end of my putting up with all this denominational stuff and all of that. I just took my religious studies and all the I studied all the religions of the world, and I studied all kinds of spirituality. And pretty soon, in the 70s and 80s, we were into the New Age, and all of these new spiritual venues were popular. And I looked into them, and they all had something to offer, but it wasn't what I was looking for. And so I just stayed with it. And then one day, there he was. There he was. So I have been, the Alpha and the Omega of my life are both pure experiences with him. But in between, it was complicated. And I had an opportunity to see how complicated it is for most people. And how rigid they can become and enforced they can become when they really don't know him. They think they know him, but they don't. And they're pushing their belief of people, thinking that will help them know him. What they need to do is just surrender and say, oh, Lord, more than anyone else in this universe, I want to know you. I want to know you. Please, let me know you.
Yes.
And that's what I try to bring to all of you every Sunday, because I know you wouldn't be coming here if you didn't want to know him. And those of you who already do know him very well just want to be in the company of other people who know him. And the first, second, third generation century of the way. It was called the way, by the way. You know where Christianity came from? Because they would travel and teach other communities. And people would say, here come the Christ men. And so Christ men came to be shortened to Christian. But they were Christ men. And it was always about bringing him to other people. That's what it started out as. And that's what it will end as. If you read the book of Revelation, it's about him coming. And in between is all this complicated stuff that I expressed to you that I went through in my life. So what you've gone through, still different. I think we can all say we've had our moments of being lost in the world, looking for him and reaching for some complicated answer that didn't mm-hmm. fulfill us.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, what a great sharing. This is hallelujah. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm going to go back and listen to that. I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, I can understand why if people do know him or have had an experience of him, I see why they want to shout it from the mountaintops. I mean, mm-hmm. after all I've been through, to come back to this in such a pure way, it's so simple and so complete, and what else do you need? So I just bow with gratitude.
Well, see, that's
all of it.
That's
I really
the courage do. I. Oh, good. That's the courage I had when I knew I had to take the painting out to the world. But I'm going to tell you all, I was scared to death. I really was. I don't think a person could be killed with a rotten tomato. It could sure feel bad. And the intention behind it would feel even worse. And I love making you laugh. Okay. I think that it brings joy to the front of our face.
Yeah, thank you so much, Glenda. It's amazing. I want to just put a couple people on the blessing list. I know we've gone
okay.
on, but and that we have to get into the blessing. I have two friends that my heart is with them at this Christmas. They're both grieving and alone, pretty alone. I just want to put them on the list. One is named Hugh, and the other is Janice. Just blessing for them. My neighbor, Rose Lee. She's such a wonderful woman, so pure of heart, an inner late 70s, mid to late 70s, and she needs to find a place to live that suits her, because right now she's living in an RV that's leaking and is getting molded.
Oh,
and
no.
feels very lonely and very isolated and doesn't have friends here. Luckily, God put us together so that we have each other. But I'd like to send a blessing to her. And also to, I mentioned Sonam a couple weeks ago, my friend who is a healer who's going through a lot of his own healing crisis right now. He wanted to thank you for your wonderful words, because I sent him to the website to listen to that part of the blessing, and he was grateful. But he's been going through more kind of healing crises, and I just want to keep him in the blessing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. All right. Well, we have, Christopher, you and I have a way of just going on and on, don't we? There are other people who want a blessing, so let's get on with it. All right. We have a caller from Atlanta, Georgia. Area 404. I don't have a name, but I'm waiting to hear it. Yes. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Yes, this is Rhonda. Can you hear me?
I can. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi. This has just been so heartwarming and heart expanding to listen to the conversation. So I'm grateful to be a part of all this. And Glenda, I talked with you about a month ago and reached out to you. So anyway, I've been listening on Sundays ever since, and just want to say how much what a blessing it is to be a part of this community, and want to ask for some blessings for a few people. I don't want to take up much time, but my sister Rose Leach, I'd like to ask a blessing for her. She's dealing with a very painful kidney stone right now. Also, I'd like to ask for a blessing for my daughter, Katie Pettit, and for health related to Hashimoto's, and for a dear friend who this is her first Christmas after the death of her husband, who just passed recently. Her name is Denise Forward. I'd also like to add just the families in Kentucky who've gone through the tornadoes of the devastating tornadoes in Kentucky. And also would like to ask for a blessing regarding my deep heart desire as I'm looking toward 2022 to become a clearer, more stronger channel or faucet. I often refer to myself as a faucet, for the love of Yeshua and just healing blessings and to be guided regarding, you know, what avenues or where I might be used for to do, you know, future healing work and ministry. So,
yeah.
So that would be great.
Okay. Okay. It's all down on the list. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. And the list is, we've got more people on the call. We have to, got to really move fast. Iman, you're on. What would you like a blessing for?
Aloha, Glenda. I would like, first, I just want to say thank you. I am so blessed and happy to be a part of this amazing community. And I just want my voice to be heard so that I am awakened to the fact that I am part of this community. Also,
yes, you are.
Thank you for my transition in physical space as well as just moving this month. So I ask for peaceful and smooth and easy breezy transition. And I send that blessing to yourself as well with all my heart. And, of course, through all this personal storms that we're all going through, I ask for blessing for the children throughout the entire earth, for the children.
Okay. That's a really good one. I'm sure Yeshua's already doing that. To him, the children were very, very special, and most especially Exodus.
Yes.
Okay, my dear, it's good to hear from you, and God bless you.
Thank you
for being part of our community. Okay. Elizabeth, your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth up in New York. I just wanted to thank you and Yeshua for this year and all that you've given me and how my soul has grown and my faith has grown. And I just wanted to ask a blessing quickly because I know we're out of time. For some friends who are needing healing, and the first one is Monica, who has Asperger's and just needs to find the right place for her to be. She needs to move from where she is, and she needs to find the right place. And
I'm so sorry.
Two friends, yes, so she needs a lot of help. And two friends who are in the healing process in New Orleans. One is Darren and one is Brent. They're both going through a lot, but they are starting to come around, so extra help for them. And just for your beloved Larry and for our beloved Tony, I'm thinking of them both so strongly today, and I'd like to send a blessing to both of them. And, my dear, to you for everything that you have done. You're just amazing. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Glenda.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We've got to move fast here. Okay, Joanna, you're on.
Hi, this is Joanna. I thank you for taking my call. My sister, Priscilla Botcher, is having just a very horrible time with her physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally as well, and also another friend, Anne Harwood. They both need a lot of prayers, and I thank you so much for it. I'll let you. I think you're hearing me, basically.
Oh, I am hearing you perfectly.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't know for sure. And so I'll just get off so I can let the others bring in.
Yeah, I heard everything, and they're on my list. I'm just trying to hold my talking to a minimum because we've got to get everybody. Okay. I'm going to take all everybody on the list your line will be opened, but we got to keep it to the blessing that you're asking for because we're over time right now. Okay, Susan, you are on. Hi, dear, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Ditto to what Elizabeth said. Bless everyone who spoke. Mary, Stephen, Christopher, everybody. I want to send a blessing to my closest friend who wound up in the hospital last night, the ER. And it's weird. They think she has, shingles, but she's not sure. So her name is Bonnie, and so if I can put her on. And then another friend whose mother is up in age, and this friend has a hard time letting go of her, and her mother has a hard time letting go of her daughter, and she's suffering a lot, and her name is Felina. So, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to every single one of you. Love you all.
Yes. To you and all your loved ones, Susan, and I'm sorry we didn't have time to talk more because it's always a joy to talk with you, but we got to do what we have to do.
Absolutely.
We're here for a duty now. Okay, dear.
Absolutely.
And, okay. We've got a caller from Victoria, British Columbia, and you're going to be our last one.
Hi, Glenda. This is Jackie Herod. From Victoria, BC. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jackie. I owe you some communications. But not today on the phone.
For sure, yeah. So it's actually my birthday tomorrow. And so I just wanted to ask for some blessings around my birthday and greater communication, like the beautiful topic that we've had today, and clarity for this coming year of how I can be more in alignment with my love, with my mastery, and of better service, clarity around all of that. So, yeah, that would be great.
Oh, okay, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'll send you a greeting tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
It's so nice to talk to you. And yes, I've got your needs listed here, and I'm so glad you logged on and came on. Well, everybody, we need to put our hearts, our souls, and our minds all to rest in state of peace and just prepare to be with our beloved, to be here in his presence, to let him touch us, to let him make that connection that we so greatly desire and need. And what I learned through all of my traveling to be with him, and I told you not the whole story, but I really shared with you a boatload of my story, and I think you can see that a lot of it involves me reaching for him and not finding him, or other people reaching desperately for him and not finding him, or other people not even knowing how to reach because they were lost in religion, or some people just disbelieve. But in all of my experiences with him, it's him that reaches for us. And just look at the story of his life. He came not because we invited him. He came not because the rabbis invited him. He came not because any of the priests or healers or prayer givers of the day called him. And certainly Rome was not calling him. No one was calling him. He came because he came. He comes to us. And people ask me so many times, well, Glenda, are you still communicating with him? And I'll say, yeah, of course, every time he comes to me. And I'll say, well, can't you go to him? And I'll say, no, I can't. The way I am with him is I open myself to receive him. There's a big difference. I open myself to receive him. I may pray. I may say, Yeshua, I am going through whatever, X, Y, Z. And I will say, I could really use some inspiration. I could really use some guidance. And that guidance may actually be directed to me through another person or through some situation or through another venue. He will come when he wants to come. That's the bottom line I can tell you right now. He comes when he wants to come. And when he comes, you don't miss it. You don't miss it. And that's why I started this call today with a connection. Because all we can do is make the connection. And then he replies in a very efficient way. He replies when he's actually ready to help you and he knows that you're ready to receive. It's got to be both ways. You've got to be ready to receive. And he's ready to help you. In the meantime, until that moment occurs, he will send you people. He will send you inspiration. He will send you guidance. He will send you situations that take you to the next place where you will discover and uncover the will of God in your life. Because even he does not override the will of his Father. This is something you can read about again in his moment, his last moment before arrest, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed that the burden of dying be taken from him. But he said, thy will be done. On the cross, he couldn't understand why he was forsaken, but he said, thy will be done. So he backs off until it's the will of God, because even he will not come between us and the will of God. That's why you need to pray. That's why you need to open yourself to the will of God. That's why you need to receive. And that's what we're going to do now. I just want you to take a deep breath and see that breath as receiving. Receiving the energy of life that's around you, the benevolence, the generosity of love that's around you. We all breathe the same air, and it circulates and circulates and circulates around the world over and over again in major currents and microcurrents, and it comes back to us to furnish us with life. Take a deep breath until your lungs have just pressed against your diaphragm and hold it for a minute. Now release it. Feel the relaxation in your body as it prepares to receive again. And now receive again fully. And hold it. And now prepare to give it back with your love and with your prayers. Feel that your prayers have gone into the world, riding on every particle of your breath, along with your love. And it's as simple as that. That's your bottle into the ocean. You have no idea how it will come back to you, but it will. It's your bread up on the water, and it will come back to you. Breathe in again the love, the life in the air. Hold it. Expand it. Hold it. Expand it. Now exhale it and give it back with love. Continue to do that while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our teacher, and Son of God, who shows us the way and everything we can become as we follow the way you've taught us. Thank you for sharing the mysteries of your life and letting us have an intimate relationship with those mysteries and with your life, that we may have a close and intimate connection with you. Be with you in truth and goodness as a child would sit in the lap of his big brother or his father and touch his mother's hand and say, Mommy, I'm here. We thank you, beloved Mother Mary, for your great gift to the world. We want to honor you and thank you for your love, your devotion, your sacrifice, your suffering, and your transcendence into the holy palace of God, where we know you wait for us to join you and say, hello, Mommy, I'm here. And you say, welcome, child. And Yeshua is there. I know, Yeshua, that you must love this day, because in this day so many of us can really feel our love for you, even though so many other days of the year we say it, but we don't feel it. We look for it and we don't find it. But we have faith. We know it's there. And the reason we know it's there is because you never leave us. And we thank you for that. So that in those moments we truly call for you, we find you, and you come to us. You come to us, you heal us. You mend our broken hearts, you lift our spirits, and you heal our body. And you show us the way through the problems of life. We surrender now to receive your blessing and to be in that pure and sweet connection with you, where the Holy Spirit can move through us, lift us, and transform our body and being into all that's possible. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Blessing givers, please join me. your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to go and allow him to come to you.